Support for KGOU provided by Tinker Federal Credit Union, committed to helping members achieve financial goals and dreams each step along the way. Equal housing lender and federally insured by NCUA. TinkerFCU.org.
This is Capital Insider. I'm Dick Pryor with eCapital News Director Sean Ashley. Coronavirus infections are sharply rising across Oklahoma with the holidays upcoming. Our guest is the president-elect of the Oklahoma State Medical Association, Dr. Mary Clark. Thanks for taking time to visit with us.
Thank you for having me on.
Dr. Clark, the two-week coronavirus case count has increased 76%. Friday saw 2,667 more cases, making more than 11,000 new cases in a week's time. What's happening in Oklahoma that's driving this big spike?
There are a few things that have been all predicted that would happen. One is a little bit of mask fatigue, and I understand that. We have a lot of student and younger persons' infections that have gone up since we've decided to go back to in-person instruction in a lot of our cities. We have a lot of adults who are not currently following the recommended guidelines of masking up when they're in public, social distancing, etc. And the thought that the younger population has the impression, well, if I get it, I won't have a serious illness, so it's really just not a big deal for me. So multiple things are coming together to aggravate an already touchy situation at this point.
How would you characterize what's going on now compared to earlier this year?
Well, back in the spring, we didn't have a lot of information, first of all. So because we knew there was a new virus that we could not really put our handle on of how severe this was going to be, but we knew this was going to be extreme. With the basically shutting down of everything, that limited exposure. And when you limit transmission, of course, the numbers drop. When we opened back up, when businesses were able to open up again, we had a mask ordinance. Mask mandates were still in place to still decrease transmission, because that was some information that we had early on that we were aware of, that masking decreases the transmission rates. When the mask ordinance began to expire, that's when you started to see a little uptick in cases. And then the students went back to university and school. And then you really started seeing the significant uptick in cases from that point. That's also worsened the cases of death, because not necessarily the students are dying, but they're taking it back home to their parents and their grandparents and putting them at risk. And that's where the transmission is really coming. So we just shut everything down. That's pretty simple to limit transmission. Now we have better information. We don't need to do that. We just need to mask up and, you know, follow some simple social rules, but we're having a hard time doing that right now.
Dr. Clark, how would you rate Oklahoma's response so far to the pandemic?
Disappointing from our standpoint, as far as physicians and the Oklahoma State Medical Association. We're quite disappointed at not just the people that are around us, because we all have people who don't believe this is real, think it's just going to go away. It's not as serious as people are saying. They don't believe the researchers. And we're disappointed a little bit in our elected officials. We have some good, you know, things in place for surge plans initially, you know, in case we have problems with hospitalizations after the fact, but we're disappointed that we're not trying to prevent more. We're making sure there's enough hospital space after everyone gets sick, instead of trying to prevent people getting sick. So that's been our biggest disappointment, I think, in some of our elected officials, that the understanding is let's treat instead of prevent.
Governor Kevin Stitt and Commissioner of Health, Dr. Lance Fry, continue to assure people that if they get sick, there will be a hospital bed available. It's what you're talking about, that the methodology for handling the pandemic has been focusing on treatment and bed capacity more than prevention and mitigation. So what would you like to see the state of Oklahoma do and shift its approach?
We would like to see a combination of both. It does make perfect sense to have bed capacity surge plans in place, and that's reasonable and realistic. And the hospital associations are working hard to do that. However, you can't treat yourself away out of a pandemic. You do have to have prevention measures in place, just like any other significant pandemic. You need both.
How much worse do healthcare professionals expect the situation to get with the holidays coming up?
Terrible. A lot worse. It's hard to predict because no one's gone through a full winter season and holiday season yet, and we're still looking at some of the other countries and what their numbers are too. So, you know, everyone's looking at everybody else to a certain extent to see what those numbers are. But if you want to take any example, I'm going to use flu. Flu does not really tick up until after Thanksgiving for most of the cases, most of the time. There are some exceptions to that rule. But most of the time, the vast majority of cases really start to pick up after the holidays, after your first big holiday, which is Thanksgiving. People go, they bring it back to different communities, and it starts to spread like wildfire. So we fully expect to see large increases in numbers should we see large numbers of travel like we normally do in the holidays.
The White House Coronavirus Task Force's most recent state report says, and I quote, "The unyielding coronavirus spread across Oklahoma needs immediate action, including mask requirements, to decrease severity in morbidity and mortality among Oklahomans." What is OSMA's position on mask mandates, shutdown orders, or other government directives to control the spread of the virus?
The OSMA position has always been mask mandate, always. We have very staunchly recommended mask mandates from the beginning, knowing full well that once we saw the numbers start to creep up when the mask ordinance expired in June, we knew that the longer people were not wearing masks, the higher the numbers would be. So from that point on, we have been very aggressive with the governor and his administration to require a mask ordinance, a statewide mask ordinance. And he and his office have been very reluctant for that. And I understand that it's hard to make those decisions. We fully understand that we know how people can be. Modeling behavior and modeling computer programs, you don't probably need to make huge closures if everyone wears a mask. It's very simple. Doctors do it for 15 hours every single day, all day long. It is very safe, and we know it works. So wear a mask, try and get people in the hospital for those beds when we can.
What is your short and direct advice to people that want to think that a vaccine will be here soon, and that it will handle the coronavirus?
Soon is relative. You know, how they're going to roll this out is going to be highest risk first, because you can't vaccinate everybody all at one time. So you have to do highest risk first, and that will be probably medical personnel, first responders, and then down the line. That may be a few months, best case scenario. Next group, maybe another few months beyond that. Next group, another few months beyond that. My general rule of thumb is probably 6 to 12 months for really general population, give or take. That may be a little shorter, maybe a little longer. And I think that a vaccine, and most of us, that's the only way we're going to get ahead of this.
Do you see a dark winter ahead?
I try and be a pretty optimistic person for the most part, but right now, the numbers don't look very good. I have a lot of people who ask me, well, my family wants to get together. We always have a big Thanksgiving. What do you think? Should I go? I'm a little concerned. My general opinion is, if you are questioning whether you should go or not this season, the answer is no.
Dr. Mary Clark, President-elect of the Oklahoma State Medical Association, thank you for sharing your insights with us.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
And that's Capital Insider. If you have questions, email us at news@kgou.org or contact us on Twitter at KGOU News and at eCapital. You can also find us online at kgou.org and eCapital.net. Until next time, with Sean Ashley, I'm Dick Pryor.